Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters or streaming. Maggie Q plays a super skillful assassin out for revenge in the slick and sleazy action flick, The Protégé. Samuel L. Jackson does his usual thing as Maggie's hired killer mentor, and Michael Keaton goes against type as Maggie's nasty nemesis. There's plenty of bloody mayhem under the workmanlike direction of Martin Campbell, who cut his teeth on 007 movies like GoldenEye and Casino Royale. There's nothing we haven't seen before here, but The Protégé is a tolerable time waster for action addicts. The Night House commits the cardinal sin for a horror movie. It's dull. Rebecca Hall stars as a woman whose home may or may not be haunted by the spirit of her late husband who recently committed suicide. The plot offers up some interesting ideas, and Hall gives an exceptional, wrenching performance. But none of this prevents The Night House from becoming an excruciating and frustrating watch. It wants to be a slow burn, but The Night House never quite catches fire. The Jason Momoa action flick Sweet Girl is mostly what you'd expect, a by-the-numbers revenge drama. But think again. Momoa chases some baddies whom he believes are responsible for his wife's death while trying to protect his teenage daughter, played by Isabella Merced. The filmmakers throw in some plot twists into this Netflix thriller that are so absurd you won't know whether to laugh or throw something at the TV. The real victim here is logic. Sweet Girl's a perfect example of a movie that thinks it's clever but is just too clumsy for its own good. Your local art house theaters are offering online viewing options for a number of intriguing movie titles. More information is available at nelson-atkins.org, screenland.com, and fineartsgroup.com. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!